Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. The Midrash says in Vayikra Rabba that a certain noble woman once asked Rabbi Yosef Bar Halafta what Hashem is involved with on a day-to-day basis. The rabbi replied that Hashem is being Mizaveg Zivugim. He is involved in making matches. He matches up couples for marriage. He matches up people with money and business opportunities. The people we meet, the opportunities we get, are all set up by Hashem. It's amazing to look back in hindsight and see exactly how Hashem orchestrated events to match up people with each other. A rabbi from Israel told that a young lady began attending his weekly classes. She came over to him after one of the shiurim to tell him how inspired she was and that from his shiurim alone, she became a full ba'alat teshuvah. One day, she was passing by a barber shop and saw a boy outside with a big black kippah who also looked like a ba'al teshuvah. She walked closer to the store, making believe she needed something there. And then after a few moments, she walked away. Later that day, she went back to the store, asking the barber information about that boy that was outside. Interestingly enough, that boy had also mentioned her to the barber after he saw her, saying he was interested as well. The girl got his name and information and brought it to her rabbi, asking if he could investigate this boy to see if he would potentially be a good match for her. The person the rabbi called said, "This boy has sterling midot, but he has no religion at all." When the girl heard that, she said, "Strange, he was wearing a big black kippah when she saw him." When the boy found out that the girl was interested in him, he told the rabbi he was just about to start becoming more religious, and this would be even more of an incentive for him to go about doing it. He then started going to classes, and shortly thereafter, he himself became a full Shomer Torah Mitzvot. The Shiduch was made, and Baruch Hashem, that couple ended up getting married. On their first meeting, the girl asked this boy why he was wearing a kippah that day she saw him, if he had no connection to religion yet. He laughed and said, "My friend went in for a haircut and asked me to hold his kippah. He plopped it on my head and I just left it there." Hashem made it that this boy was wearing a kippah, perhaps the only time in his life, just at that moment, that the Ba'alat Teshuvah was passing by. This is how he brought about that Shiduch. A rabbi told me last week, a former student of his called him out of the blue, saying that he made a lot of money and was hoping the rabbi could suggest a good place to send the Ma'aser to. At the moment, the rabbi couldn't think of anyone with a pressing need for funds. See, he told the boy he would think about it and get back to him shortly. 2 hours later, this rabbi was giving a man a ride home, and the man mentioned that he knew of a boy who is the top in one of the most prominent yeshivot in all of Israel. This boy is marrying a top girl, but neither of them have any money. He was short over $15,000 for his upcoming wedding and had nowhere else to turn for it. The rabbi told the man, "Just wait a second." He called his student and told him of this opportunity. The student was more than happy to contribute the full amount needed on the spot. The rabbi then began pondering. Here you had a boy in Israel and a boy in Brooklyn who most probably would never come into contact with each other their entire lives. Hashem wanted the boy from Brooklyn's money to pay for the boy in Israel's wedding. So he put the thought in the head of the boy of Brooklyn to call a rabbi of his who he hadn't learned with in over 2 years Because that was the rabbi that was going to be in a car with someone else a couple of hours later who knew about that boy in Israel. That was Hashem once again being Mizaveg Zivugim, making matches. Have a great day.